Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, hello, everybody. It's another great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And yes, we have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it forced upon us. We can't refuse it. We didn't seek it. No, we didn't choose it, but it's up to us to use it. We must suffer if we lose it, give account if we abuse it. Oh, it's just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. And I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be with you one more time. I'm grateful each and every time I get to be with you, and I am blessed and peacock proud and honeymoon happy, as they say, to be able to do what I do with you. And so I'm grateful for this opportunity. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. And I'm grateful for you, each and every one of you. Thank you for what you have done to make this the number one self-help show in America. The reason it is not because of me, it's because of the guests that I bring on and you. The two of you, the guest and you, have had such a profound impact on this show. And I'm grateful that I get to be the conduit that brings it all together. And so thank you for sharing the show with your friends, your family members, your coworkers, telling people, hey, you got to listen to the Willie Jolly Show, or you got to listen to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. Make it part of your weekly routine to listen, because he brings the best guests. And it's those guests and you're telling others about those guests in these shows that makes this show a success. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, I take a moment to also start in every show to give God some glory, to give him praise, to thank him for life and strength and health. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. I know I live in a country where everybody doesn't believe like I believe, that there are all sorts of different perspectives, but I am always grateful to take a moment, and I am thankful to take a moment to thank God for life and strength and health. God's gift to us is life. Our gift to God is what we do with our lives. And I want to be grateful for every moment and every opportunity, not just the speaking and the books and the radio and the television and the travel and the blessing of finances. Those are great, but there's some things money cannot buy. And that is what I'm grateful for: good health, good friends, good family. And so I give God glory. Now, I want to take a moment also to thank our sponsor. We are so blessed, blessed to have a tremendous sponsor who has been our partner through these last couple of years, and we even taken it to another level this year because we want to get the word out about this great bank. It's called Truist Bank. And I want to tell you that they have been terrific in terms of their support of Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show and podcast. And I want to tell you about something new they got, the Truist Money and Mindset. See, the way you feel and think about money can affect your confidence and frankly, your total well-being. That's especially true when life gets real, life gets hard, throws challenges your way. So Money and Mindset from Truist gives you tips and tools to help you feel more financially prepared through your planned life moments and those moments where life just happens. So you really need to know about money and mindset. You can check out Money and Mindset by heading to Truist.com. Check out Money and Mindset by heading to Truist.com, where you'll find it in the main menu. Truist Bank, they are incredible. When you start with care and build a bank from there, you build a different kind of bank, Truist. Well, let me tell you about my guest. I got another Hall of Famer. That's right, a Hall of Fame member. I'm honored that I am the immediate past chair of the Speaker Hall of Fame Leadership Committee. As a result of that, I get to have some of the best and brightest people at my fingertips because I was the chair and I would call them and say, hey, I need a favor. I need this. I need that. And they would always come to the fore. Well, I got another one who has come to the fore as I called her. I said, I know you're busy speaking and doing all that you do. She's a busy lady, but she is a Hall of Famer. She's a member of the Speakers Hall of Fame, and that's 232 men and women who have been awarded that honor. Former U.S. President Ronald Reagan, the late General Colin Powell, Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy, Harvey McKay, the greats of the greats are in the Speaker Hall of Fame. I'm honored to be in, and this lady is as well a Speaker Hall of Fame. She is actually now the chair of the Hall of Fame Leadership Committee. She followed me, and she is incredible. She's a five-time best-selling author, and her books include Rhinestones on My Flip-Flops, Choosing Extravagant Joy in the Midst of Everyday Mess-Ups, Bury Me with My Pearls, Bare Feet to High Heels, and What Tata Teaches Us, and it's a breast cancer awareness book, and her newest book is Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South. And she is a constant and frequent guest here on XM on the Comedy Channel. And she has also been on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon. She has comedy programs with Jeff Foxworthy, Ray Romano, and Jerry Seinfeld. She crisscrosses the country speaking and sharing her incredible gift of humor, insight, and profound ideas with audiences all over the world. And she is a singer extraordinaire. We have done duets together. If you go online, you might even see us doing the national anthem together, and it's powerful. She is a former Miss America contestant, Miss South Carolina. So she's beautiful, she's brilliant, she got the whole package, and she's my dear friend, the one and only Jane Jenkins Herlon. Jane, are you there?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Willie. You know, I love you. We go way, way, way back. That first elevator meeting for National Speakers Association. Gosh, I remember it like it was yesterday. Really?
Well, it's been over 30 years that we have been friends, and she's like a sister. I've stayed at her home, and I've been to her church, and I've spoken there, and we just have had a great, great friendship. And so I've given them the thumbnail sketches. You grew up in the South, and tell us a little more about where you grew up, how you grew up, and a little more, fill in some of the blanks for me.
Well, I was reared in a small tenant house on a tomato farm.
And now, you know, that's Southern. Hold on. Let's start out with reared. Okay. That's a Southern word. Go ahead.
My mama said, say reared, don't say raised. That's a crop. That's like corn. You don't want to be raised. That's just one of my little sweet tea secrets. You got to say the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Reared. You were reared on a small tenant farm.
Yeah. And daddy, he worked really hard, Willie. He did not even finish the 10th grade. He dropped out and sent his sisters to college. And one is a PhD psychologist. One's a nurse. One's a teacher. But daddy sacrificed. and work really hard. And I learned that work ethic from watching him, and I wouldn't take $1 million for that, just because it just trained my brain to get up every morning like you do and say, what can I do today to make a difference?
Yes. So
that was my little upbringing. I wasn't a pretty thing. I still got these great big lips, but thank you, Lord, I grew into them. I'm so thankful. I don't have to get injections like so many. But I lost my teeth, big dreamer, first grader, and always wore corduroy pants and flannel shirts, and penny loafers. And one day the high school girl said, y'all look pretty. Well, I wore the same thing. I just shined up my penny loafers and brushed my gums because my teeth were gone, like I said. So I just stepped up there and just grinned my heart out thinking they were going to pick me to be in a beauty pageant, and they laughed at me. But, you know, I've learned to do the hokey pokey and flip things around. And I just started realizing the power of your dreams, it comes from deep inside.
Yes.
So just sitting there, running through the cornfield, picking tomatoes on my daddy's farm, and just looking over the farm saying, Lord, I know you got something big for me to do. Just show me. And it was exciting. It really was. I was told I was dyslexic. Told I was classified as an EMR, which is educable mentally retarded. No kidding. My IQ was that low.
Wow. And
I was in the C-section, and that's not a procedure to have a child. That is, bless your heart, honey. There's no D, your section. It was the lowest academic achievement. And I just worked my way through all of the people that said, no, you can't. And I thought, well, the best four-letter word in the English language is next. Next, you just don't give up. And it's like doors open, and the ones that didn't open, I just crawl through windows and try to find another door.
I love that. The best forward letter word is next. When people say no, you say next. And I think that's one of the keys to your success. Well, they obviously said no, you couldn't be in the beauty pageant, but you went on to get in a beauty pageant, and you went on to graduate from college, even though you got turned down by a lot of colleges you were trying to get into, from what I remember about you.
Yeah.
And you finally got into a college and you did well there. And then you got in this beauty. How did that happen? How did you become Miss South Carolina's Miss America contest?
Well, I just think that pageants are like life on steroids because of the four phases of competition. And this is how you become a success in life. So it was everything I wanted to become, but I was not. Mm-hmm. So the first was, I wanted to be a good communicator. That's interview. I wanted to feel good, look good, and be healthy. That is lifestyle and fitness, or swimsuit. I needed to find out who I was. What is my branding? You know, what is that tagline, that the comma after my name? Well, you know, that's evening gown, how you carry yourself. And then talent, Willie, and talent can be anything. It could be what you do. It could be singing and what I do. It could be my Aunt Naomi Herlong making a caramel cake and eventually winning us a fellowship hall for our church. But honey, she could bake a cake. So when you think of you think of all the things that takes for people to really tap into the best version of themselves, it really stems from those four things. And Miss America offered that. So I was attracted to it. And it made me so much of a better person. It helped me understand the world in a bigger sense. It expanded my horizons. And it was a game changer. It truly was. And I met my husband, and I met Thomas.
You met Thomas.
Yeah. I didn't win Miss America, but I married her boyfriend, and that is true.
She did not win Miss America, but she got the boyfriend of the other woman and married him. Y'all been married, what, 40 years?
Yeah, almost 42.
Wow. Yeah. And so he is a successful he's a successful insurance professional with New York Life. And they've done very well in terms of life and business. They live on a big old farm in Johnston. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's funny because New York Life, he works with them, but the town of Johnston is so small, Willie. He has his office in the funeral home. So when people walk in, my favorite thing to say if I'm in the office is New York Life or death. You know, it brings it full scale when you think about, here's the funeral home, and right back in the back, we can do some financial planning for you. You see? So you can pay for the first door to the right.
Well, we've got Jane. You could tell folks already, she's a funny lady. She's going to crack you up. She's going to keep you on your edge of your seat because she's a great communicator and a humorous extraordinaire. We're going to be right back after this break. You're listening to Dr. Willie Jolly with my special guest, Hall of Fame speaker, Jane Jenkins Herlong. For sure, the best is yet to come. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources, and then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. We're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and Podcast. And I encourage everybody, wherever you are around the world who are listening to this, make a point to go to my website, winwithwillie.com, winwithwillie.com. On that website, we've created a unique website where you can get access to all of our different offerings, all our different programs, and all our different websites in one place. You can get our business building website. You can click an icon. You can get our youth motivation. If you got young people who need motivation and need to be inspired, there's a website for that. Our marriage website, Jolly Marriage website. We've got our faith-based website on there. We've got our products. We've got all of these different websites to help you to be able to have more winning ways in every part of your life, with your family, with your finances, and with your faith. And so go to winwithwillie.com. And I recommend you sign up for the newsletter, the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways newsletter. I send it out once a week with tips from these great interviews that I get from the guests, and also lessons I learned just going through life, lessons that have made me say, that's interesting. Maybe that can help somebody. So again, sign up for the newsletter and you'll be glad you did. My special guest today is Jane Jenkins Herlong. She's a Hall of Fame speaker. She's heard regularly singing and talking and making people laugh on Sirius XM, on Pandora, on Spotify, Amazon. She says she speaks four languages fluently: English, Southern, Northern, and Low Country Gullah. And she's from the Low Country. And when I went and stayed at her home, she made some shrimp and grits that made my head spin. And so she is a humorous. And what we say in the speaking business is not a comedian. She's a humorist and she has a sense of humor. She is a hard worker and she has been all the way performing all the way up to Radio City Music Hall. She is also someone who has done programs with General Powell, Lee Greenwood, Charleston Heston. And her new book is one that she's going to tell us about because it is hilarious. It is hilarious. I started reading it. I was sitting on my porch and it was one funny story after another about being raised in the South that are traditional things that only a Southerner could tell. It's called Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South. Sassy, sacred Southern stories filled with hope and humor. And that's the truth. There are funny stories about funny names like Cousin Wee Wee.
And how she got her name, Willie. That always confused me. I was scared to ask.
And then the one about her, somebody in her family, the boy was named
Dot and Dan.
Dot was the boy and Dan was a girl. Mm-hmm. And that's just how Southern folks, and she has a piece in here about, you know, people fry everything in lard. And if they didn't know that lard was bad for your health, they would fry lard or something to that effect. So it's one funny story. Tell me, Jane, what made you write this book about sweet tea secrets from the deep fried South?
Well, I tell you, Willie, it started on a carriage tour ride. I had a friend in town. And we jumped on a carriage tour and the guide spoke with a thick Northern accent. And I about fell off the carriage. Also, if you go down here, this is this street in this house. Well, I went, oh, no. So a Yankee was our guide. And I thought, no, this can't be. And then he was great at it, you know, but I thought, oh, my gosh. So then I was shopping around Columbia and saw a car with Ohio on it. And the I in Ohio was our palmetto tree. I said, no way. So then I thought, you know, people are moving here. We welcome them. But we got to remember who we are in a new South. And it's a good new South. It really is. And it's helped us be better people. It's helped expand our horizons. I mean, mom and daddy, they introduced me to their Yankee friends from Trimminsburg. They parked their Airstream in our little yard on the farm. And daddy never would call them Yankees. He said they're Dutch. So, and then they would eat cream of wheat and think it was grits. Oh my gosh, we could not convince them. So we call cream of wheat Yankee grits.
Cream of wheat is Yankee grits.
Yankee grits. Well, I thought, you know what? Before it all slips away and we forget, I'm going to go back to my roots. And I want to talk about the very first part of the book is my favorite part. And it's what treasures lie down a long dirt road. And if you were to go into our long dirt road, you'd see Wilhelmina and Ben. Daddy built a home for Wilhelmina. Ben helped Daddy on the farm. I loved Mina. She taught me so much. And sadly, Ben got intoxicated and he shot Mina. And she had enough and she moved to New Jersey and raised her family. So what lesson did I learn? At the mouth of that road was do not put up with any abuse. Nobody should do that. And I put in the book before there was hashtag me too. There was Mina, who was a strong, courageous woman. And I loved her.
And, I want to make sure you understand, though, folks, she was a strong, courageous Black woman. Am I right? Yes.
That's right.
And she was a Black woman who lived in right next to the Hurlongs, and they were all part family, community.
We were. I mean, we'd go see Mina, and we'd take food, and she'd come down and cook something for us. And then there was another thing. Stuff just showed up at your doorstep. People just took care of each other.
Yeah. That's part of your culture, isn't it?
That is part of my culture. Goompa, who spoke Gullah fluently.
Goompa. Who's Goompa?
Goompa was my granddaddy. Uh-huh. And he told the best stories you have ever heard in your life. He could tell all kinds of stories, Bible stories. He got them all mixed up, though, Willie. Some of the funniest stories. I'd sit there and go, did that really happen? Goompa was such a giver. He had a store for people that couldn't get to the stores and couldn't drive. He built a store way down the dirt road. So he provided, he had, in his words, vegetables in his garden. He loved his garden. And so you would just wake up and there'd be vegetables. And then he took some to the preacher one time, and he never got them to answer the door. And later he said, well, Captain, I brought you some vegetables. They said, well, Mr. Jenkins, my wife and I were in noon prayer. He said, well, you sure hell praise yourself out of nice cucumbers and tomatoes. He was a character. Talk about being yourself.
So Goompa was Goompa. And he spoke Gullah just like everybody, all the Black folks who spoke Gullah.
Fluently. I mean, and would just... He was so interesting and a fascinating person. He was very comfortable with himself. Yo, I don't think he ever knew my name right. He'd say, you Benjamin's child. He had a bunch of grandchildren. So I was Benjamin's child. I've got his picture in the book. But I really respected him, because nowadays when I go back to the island and see all the Black folks, they talk about Goompa and what a kind, generous man he was, as was my daddy.
Yeah.
So that's all we knew, was to love people and to get along. And then I didn't even realize it at the time, but we had a couple that lived further down the road that had an alternative lifestyle. Mm. I didn't know that. Daddy and Mama just told me to love everybody. Amen. So the life lessons were, number one, don't put up with any abuse.
Yeah.
Take care of your neighbors. Love everybody, and love people who are different from you. You know, just love them. Bring them into your heart. So that's what the book is about. That's one of the sweet tea, I say secrets, but it's just common sense values with a spiritual twist to it.
Wow. Well, that's why I love this book. You got story after story after story, and picture after picture. And then you got story about Tootsie.
Oh my gosh. You know, I love Tootsie. She never could help me make her biscuits. I've got a picture in the book. But all we ended up doing was having a flour fight, and she's covered in flour and I'm covered in flour, and we're on the floor laughing. And she was my other mother, no doubt. I loved her so much. And she was a praying, godly woman. And she would say things to me like, and I dedicated the book to her, and I wrote it in Gullah. And she said to me, the best thing she ever says, don't you never let nobody take the sugar that God done put in your heart. Mm. Don't never let nobody take from you. And what she meant was, don't hang around people that rob you of your joy.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And be like Zig Ziglar, whom we both love very much. He would say, be a good finder. Find the good in people. And Tootsie loved everybody. And I mean, even to this day, when I see some folks and I'll say, now, where are you from? I'm curious. John Zahn said, did you know Ruth Blodgen? She said, Tootsie? I love Tootsie. I said, honey, I got the best of the best. I loved her with all my heart. And she was with my parents and with me for almost 50 years.
Wow. But Tootsie was an African-American woman from who was Gullah, from the Gullah area, who was with their family. They were all together. They worked together. They brought up family together. And I have had the honor of meeting some of Tootsie's descendants, relatives and descendants. And
Anna talks about you all the time. Anna loves you. And Cynthia.
And Cynthia. So I've met them, and it's such an incredible experience being around them. And to see people who literally love each other and they don't let color get in the way. And that is what's so profoundly impactful about this New South, because we know the Old South got some bad stuff with it. But that's this right. New South has some good stuff with it. And we want to let you know in this book, you got one humorous anecdote, one humorous story after another. I laughed. I would sit there and I know people walk by if they were walking down the street or riding by. Why is he out there cracking up on the porch reading a book? And out loud, I told my wife, this is hilarious. It's a hilarious, uplifting, and fun-filled book that will lift your spirits. So, folks, we're going to come back after station identification, and we're going to talk more about what you can learn about life from this program and this process that Jane Jenkins Herlong has created. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast, available at every podcast place you can find a podcast. We encourage people often to go on and connect with us on C-Suite Radio, C as in Charlie, C as in Sweet, as C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, Sweet as in a suite room, S-U-I-T-E Radio. And you can subscribe there because they got guts of goodies and lots of stuff. But then you can also get it anywhere you get podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. We send out the great messages. Oh, it's over 100 there already and more coming that we are even pulling up from the archive. So go and check out the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. And then I'm very excited to share with you about the new Music and Motivation Power Book. It's a book. It's an audio book that I've created that will regenerate and be therapeutic for you. If you've been overwhelmed by all the setbacks and the anxiety and all the challenges of these last few years, and you need some uplift, something to make you feel better, go to winwithwilly.com, look for the Music and Motivation Power Book, click it, and listen to some of the excerpts, and then buy either the CDs. I know everybody don't have CDs anymore, but those who do might want it in CD. It's two CDs, or you can just download the whole program right onto your phone. So go to winwithwilly.com, look for the Music and Motivation Power Book. And then I want to thank again our friends at Truist Financial. It's so exciting to have a group like that. I am grateful for them. They believe that better lives and communities begin with care. That includes caring a lot about the well-being of their customers and clients. Let me tell you what that means. Truist is really interested in improving the connection between your finances and your personal well-being. So they launched Money and Mindset. It's an online resource to help you build financial confidence and a healthier mindset around your money. I've spent some time with money and mindset. Folks, it's the real deal. One good takeaway I found was that when you're on top of your finances, you can enjoy benefits beyond reaching your goals, like reducing stress or feeling greater reassurance knowing that you're better prepared for a financial challenge should it come your way. There's also a Truest Money and Mindset podcast for all you podcast listeners looking for some real talk about money. It's called Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, and you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. So I highly, highly encourage you to make some time, take some time, jump on to this great resource and check it out. Search Truest Money and Mindset online or head to truest.com and you can find it in the main menu. Truest Bank, member FDIC. Well, my special guest is my dear friend. She's the chair of the Speakers Hall of Fame for the National Speakers Association. I'm honored that I was preceding her in that seat. And now she's the chair. She's been putting on so many programs for all of the Hall of Famers. She is a Hall of Fame speaker. She's a former Miss America contestant from South Carolina. She is a speaker, a singer, an author, a humorist. She's funny. Often when we're on the phone talking, she'll tell me a funny story and it just cracks me up. I'm laughing and then I got to go share it with my wife. And she's got a new book. And this book is called Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South. Sassy, sacred, Southern stories filled with hope and humor. And it is hilarious. Let's see. Where was this thing said about if they could fry lard, they would do that. I mean, it was one funny story after another about frying everything. Well, Jane, before we go any further, where can people first get the book and where can they then get you, get in that touch with you if they want to bring you in to speak for their event or their program?
Well, the book is sold on Amazon, and of course, and where most books are sold. It's going to be on the shelf at Barnes & Noble. It's at Target. If you go to my website and just go to Jane Herlong, HERLONG.com, you'll see Shop Now, and it'll take you to all the different vendors, Lifeway, Tyndall. Tyndall is the publisher, and they've done a great job. Willie, I didn't know it was going to be a hardback book like this and have pictures in it. When I saw the galleys, I went, whoa, this is the first time. And a lot of people are buying this book for Mother's Day, gifts to give to folks who've moved to the South, folks who want to get to the South, you know. So it's just been a real blessing and it's just done extremely well. It just launched. So I've got folks call me. I just got an email. People want to order in bulk. It's just been, it's a blessing. It is truly a blessing. Yes, it's available where most books are sold.
It's perfect for a coffee table. It's a hardcover, beautiful pink book with purple and all the different colors inside. It's perfect for your coffee table. And just the people, even if you had it as a guest or gift for guests to come by your house and read this on your way back home. It's a great, great resource. I encourage you to get multiple copies. You'll be glad you did. Well, Jane, you wrote the book. Now tell us about John's Island, because a lot of this centers around John's Island. Most people don't know what that means. What is John's Island? Where is it? And what's so significant about it?
John's Island is actually the second largest island on the southeastern coast. And if you look at how it's shaped, it's like in a horse head.
Okay.
And it's extremely popular at this time because Charleston's overflowing with new folks coming in to the area. So Daddy's farm, I've still got the farm. I rent the house out, which I'm thankful. And when people come into that piece of property, they love the big oak trees and they love the water, but they love the island. The angel oak is there. It's one of the oldest trees in America. Charleston Tea Garden, where there's one of the few places they grow teas down on Wadmalaw. And it's just magical. And I had Anna's minister pray over my home that whomever walked in would have a sense of peace and be blessed. And when people review it, they say it's peaceful and it's a blessing. So, but neighborhoods have replaced our beautiful farmland. And that's just what happens. So because it is so beautiful and it's a out of Charleston type place, it's about 15, 20 minutes outside of downtown Charleston. It's just a combination of lots of old Southern families, new folks, lots of new restaurants and businesses. It's cooking. But those of us who were reared on that island just want to remember the values that we were taught as farm children, as just regular children, maybe that didn't grow up on a farm. But my daddy was one of five farmers, and he worked really, really hard, as I mentioned, to become just great at his craft.
He was a tomato farmer. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. And I've got a whole speech I call Don't Throw Tomatoes at My Field of Dreams. Mm. And that's all the things I learned on the picking. I worked on the farm because I saw how hard daddy worked. So I wanted to earn spending money so he didn't have to work harder so I could have money in college. And then he didn't have money to send me to college. I went to college on cucumber rebate money.
On cucumber rebate money?
Yes, daddy had a bad cucumber crop. So he got to send me to college. But I worked so I could help him help me. So it's a beautiful legacy. It really is.
Okay, so you got Charleston, which we know about, all of the good food and the seafood. And then you got Jarns Island and then the gullah. Explain gullah, because most people might not know what a gullah is. You know, Black folks, a lot of us know what a gullah our conversation is. But what is gullah?
Well, I think the best description is a gentleman that is teaching gullah at Harvard. Mm. And he said it was a Creole, an English, a Spanish, and an African or Black lingo that he said is squished together, smashed. Mm. And I thought, that is so true. It's a little bit of everything that comes together for a unique dialect. And it's beautiful. And I love when I go back and I hear some of the ladies that do the basket weaving around the market, and you'll hear them in conversation, or some of the folks in the restaurants are just beautiful women. Caroline, my daughter, she was at Kiowa and met an executive out there. And Caroline said to her, my mom's from Jarns Island. And she said, oh, and what's her name? And they made that connection. And this woman thanked. She said, listen, your granddaddy helped educate me and send me to college. And it brought Caroline to tears. And she called me. She said, Mama, did you know that? I said, no, because there's so much. Again, it's the love of the island and helping people become that best version and educating people and opportunities. And, you know, I cannot tell you really, Willie, the legacy from my family that I can see now and the respect and love I feel from other people. And I love them right back because they're just great folks.
What I love is one of the reviews I saw as I was researching for the interview from somebody who said, what I love about this book, it makes it very clear that Black people and white people from the South, which was not something that we had heard about in the North, were able to create a community where everybody was treated fairly, equally, and respectfully. And so it was amazing how this book ties that all in. And you see the pictures of Jane and Tootsie with the flower all over them and all of those things. And I remember coming to her, she took us my wife and I, to her father's farm and looking at the artifacts that they shared and all the different things. Okay, so we know about gullah now. We know about Jarns Island and the fact that it was a unique place. Now, I want to ask, why are so many people moving to the South now? And why are so many people interested in this Southern culture and the things you talk about in this book?
I just think people are fascinated with the South. I think story is how we speak. When somebody in the South says, I tell you what, you're supposed to already know. I mean, I had a guy from California. I was speaking at a church, and he said that he went to the water authority to get everything straight. And this real sweet little country woman hands him all these papers, said, now, sir, you need to take these here papers over yonder. And he said, ma'am, is there an address for yonder? She said, Lord, no. She said, honey, you ain't from around here, are you? You from California? Over yonder is any place where you ain't.
And that's how the communication goes, isn't it?
Oh, well, I mean, would you, did you? You know, you brought your mama with you, did you? You know, it's just all kind of crazy stuff.
I was in the South one time. I learned how to talk Southern. Here's what you did. Say, how y'all doing? That's first of all. And then, how your mama and them?
And I got a story in here. A funeral home friend of mine told me it's called Why Mama Won't Pass. It's so funny. They went on a cruise and left her and told the funeral home guy to ice her down. And she heard everything. She said, them children went on that cruise without me and told the funeral home director to ice me down like I some kind of fish. It is so funny. She got so mad she didn't die. And she checked out when they got back.
This is the essence of the kind of humor that you're going to find one funny story, one funny anecdote, one funny idea after another that will lift your spirit, that will make you feel better. That's what it'll do, make you feel better. Folks, how many of y'all want to feel better? I know you do. So you need to go get this book by Jane Jenkins Herlong. It's called, say it one more time, Jane, as we go to break.
Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South.
All right. Now, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about what you can learn and how you can grow as a result of this book. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me
when you need me. Pick up the phone.
You can call,
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly and the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast around America, across the country, border to border, coast to coast. Now, international. People are listening all over the world online. And then, of course, because of the podcast, it's now global. And we want to say hello to all our friends in Australia, all our friends in New Zealand, all our friends in South Africa, all our friends in Nigeria, all our friends in Ghana, all our friends in Canada, all our friends in England and France. I want to come back and visit y'all. So y'all call me so I can come over and speak for you, because I enjoy my visits each and every time I've been to each of those places. Well, we are so excited. I have my special guest, my dear friend, my sister from another mister. Her name is Jane Herlong, H-E-R-L-O-N-G, Jane Herlong. You can't mess that name up, Herlong. Okay. And so you go to her website, janeherlong.com, and check out where the books are sold. Go to the store. We are encouraging you, if there's a small store, or we want to go, you can go to the big ones too, but the small ones need those volume sales, those little ones, minority owned or women owned, or small little independent stores. Give them some business as well, and make sure that you take good care of them as you take care of the big stores, because we want everybody to win. That's why I call it the winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com. Now, Jane is a Hall of Fame speaker, former Miss America. After she had not had success in being admitted to any beauty contest, she went back, retooled, and she won the South Carolina beauty pageant, became Miss South Carolina, went on to a Miss America contest. She didn't win it, she said, but she got the grand prize was the woman who won. She got her boyfriend, and that's her husband today. And then you dated an astronaut too before you.
Yeah, he's in the book too. Oh gosh, yeah, the hottie astronaut story. Oh yeah,
a hottie astronaut story, and that she didn't marry him. She married Thomas, and Thomas is just a fine fella. We were all together at High Point University some months ago, and where our friend Nito Cobain is the president, and I'm honored that I was asked to be an artist of residence. And Jane and I did an event there at the opening of the Nito and Mariana Cobain Arena. And we both spoke and sang, and it was just fantastic. And
it
really was. It was quite an event. Unbelievable. Well, Jane, you are now selling this book, talking about it, called Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South. And it's one funny story after another funny story. And for those who don't know, Jane also has a real thrust in women's health, making sure women take care of their health. We want to make sure people get their mammograms and their all the other tests to make sure that they're taken care of. That's one of your passions, isn't it, Jane?
It is. And I even have a little song. I rewrote the words. If you're a healthy person, clap your hands to the tune of If You're Happy and You Know It. And okay. A lot of women will put a little asterisk on the little giveaway form I have, and I send them that to post on their mirror. So they'll remember mammograms, they'll remember colonoscopies, and they'll remember taking care of every part of your body.
Amen. Amen. Well, yep. She has been a big proponent of that. She now has this book that she's talking about, but also she helps people with her speaking programs around the country, around the world, to have greater success and greater productivity and performance. And so, well, what are some of the things you talk about at your program, Jane, that have had an impact on people? What are the main thrust of your speaking? You kind of talked about it with the don't let people throw tomatoes on your dreams, but the whole concept of dreaming big and then going on and not letting people stop you. And when they say no, you say next. Why don't I ask you the question that I'd like to ask everybody right now? The question is, if you were to come to DC and you were doing an event, and I picked you up and we went to Howard University or one of the great universities here. We went to a business class of students and said, okay, folks, here's a massively successful speaker and author, and she's going to talk to you about what you got to do. Here are some of your gottas. If you're going to be successful, you got to. Give us a few of your gottas, Jane.
I use the book in an analogy, and it's the tea. And I'll say, you know, if you're going to be flavorful through your life, you got to be seasoned. Seek wisdom, hang around wise people and learn, study them. So yes, that would be seasoned, just like tea. The next one is to be steeped. Well, what does that mean? That means be you. God created you uniquely. Don't be afraid to be the best of you. Find that best version. Be steeped in you. And then when you're steeped in you, you can give back from the abundance of your heart. You can. And then the last thing is steamed. Now, that doesn't mean angry. It means passion. Why do you get up on a Monday morning like you do, Dr. Willie Jolly, and can't wait to see what else you can do to make a contribution?
Yes.
Better and to help other people. So time management is one thing, and Nito says this a lot, but you got to have energy management, and that is steamed. If you're not excited about something, it's not going to be a great result. If you're steamed and full of energy, you're going to move forward and you're going to make a difference.
Wow, that's great. You know, that the engine, the locomotive many of years was propelled by steam. And that we know that steam can cook. So being passionate, just on fire for that. So I love that you're steeped, that you're seasoned, and that you're ready and that you're growing. The seasoned part is really profound, for many of you know who listen often, that I tell you how important it is to get mentors. There are two ways to any goal in life, mentors and mistakes. Both will get you there. One just gets you there with less headaches, heartaches, and knots upside your head. So Jane and I have had great mentors with the National Speakers Association, people who have poured into us when we were both, you know, neophytes, who now we're trying to pour into others. And so get good mentors in your life and then be confident about who you are. Work on your confidence. Be really steeped in your gifts. Don't play off or reduce yourself. Maya Angelou said, don't reduce yourself to make somebody else comfortable. Don't make yourself small to make somebody else comfortable. Be you, be the all in you, the authentic you, the giving your best you. And so I just love that, Jane. Thank you for sharing those things, and I'll share them in our newsletter. Now, let's give last few minutes, any more excerpts, funny stories from the book that you want to maybe share that will let people know the kind of book that they can go and get and what's in it.
Well, one thing that I remembered, and I say this in the book, that I think my mother and my grandmother woke me up one night because they wanted me to remember how to be a woman of substance and how you can be feminine and you can be have a constitution about you. And I mean, I talk about it. The chapter is called When the Ovaries Go South. You know, and they do go south.
Now, tell me about that. Your mama used to say, don't get on a ladder or something because you're...
Oh, my gosh. She and Tootsie, they would lecture people at Walmart that women were on a ladder. They were convinced that, and I'm just going to tell you, it's in my second book, that you better not climb a ladder because your uterus will fall right on the floor. They told a woman that in Walmart one time, and I wanted to go underneath the counter. And all I could think of was, can't you just hear the people at Walmart going, we got a uterus on all four. We got a uterus. Somebody bring the mop. You know, I'm not kidding you. They really believed that.
So what about this chapter about your ovaries? What is that?
Ovaries going south. And they will. You live long enough, honey, they ain't gonna work no more. They broke. But I remembered my grandmother. She was like, darling, would y'all like some coconut pie? Darling, it's homemade. And one night, my sister and I were spending the night with her, and it was after Granddaddy McElveen had passed away. And there was a man who was apparently very much in distress, but grandmother had her screen door locked, but he was trying to break in the house. And my sister and I got underneath the covers, and we were crying and so upset. And we heard a gun going like that, one of those rifles. Right. And we were, get off my porch or I'll blow your head off. And we thought, who's that man? And we were so scared. We crawled up from underneath the covers and peeked around the door. And there was Grandmama McElveen and her cotton house robe with her pre-sass shoes and her blue hair and her hairnet. I know there's a color called Clairol blue. And honey, she had that lever action rifle pointed up against her, and she was going to take somebody down if they came one more step. She said, I'm warning you. And bless his heart, he took off like a smart man would. And then all of a sudden we heard, darling, are y'all okay? So she shifted right back. She went from grandmama with a mission to grandmama, that sweet voice again. You know, I realize, Willie, we can be feminine, but we have to stand. There comes a time when you got to woman up.
There you go.
Say, no. And I know Dee is a card carrying member of I Have Womaned Up.
Absolutely.
In action. And I love it. She is not a wimpy woman.
Amen. Well, tell people where they can get you and we get the book.
JaneHerlong.com, and just go there and you will see all the goodies and you can contact me for speaking. And I would love it. It'd be a blessing. And it's a blessing to have Willie Jolly as my heart friend. I told Will the other day, I said, you are truly one of my best buddies ever.
Absolutely.
Oh, Willie Jolly.
I love Jane.
You do, Willie, is gold. You know what you're doing. And thank you. This is a blessing to be on this. I'm blessed.
Thank you, Jane. Well, I want to thank Jane Herlong for being my special guest. And I want to thank again Truist. Be sure to check out the Truist podcast, Money and Mindset, with Bright and Brian. It's real talk about ways to reach financial confidence and boost your mindset. Tune in wherever you listen to podcasts. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank, Truist. And I want to thank you again, everybody, for being with us. Share this message and this program with everybody you know, this podcast, when the show airs, and tell everybody. And then go to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com for resources to help you win more. And join us every Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, for Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, the broadcast on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live. I want to thank you all for being part of this week's show. I want to thank you for all you do and all you've done, and keep sharing with everybody you know. And we are grateful for another opportunity to bring messages of hope and help and possibility to you. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast. And for sure, your best is still yet to come. God bless you. Have a great week. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.